Surah Ibrahim, verses 42 to 52.
أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And O listener, whatever these evildoers, disbelievers may be doing, never feel that Allah, that since Allah is not taking them to task for it swiftly, never feel that since Allah is not taking them to task for it swiftly, that Allah is heedless of it. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah is not heedless of it. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. He is only giving them respite till the day when eyes shall stare transfixed ahead in a state of terror. Eyes will stare in a state of terror. مُهْطِعِينَ. On account of being summoned to the plains of reckoning, they will hurry on in fear and panic. مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ. Their heads raised upwards. لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ. Their gazes staring forward, transfixed with horror, unable to even blink. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَى. Their hearts completely void and unsettled. وَأَنْذِرِ النَّاسِ. And when that day approaches, there will be no respite. So, وَأَنْذِرِ النَّاسِ. Warn men of the coming of the day. يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ. Of the coming of the day when punishment will advance to them. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And the wrongdoers will then plead. They will say, رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. O our Lord, grant us respite for a little while longer and return us to the world. نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكْ. We will respond to your call. وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ. And we will follow the messengers faithfully. But it will be said to them, أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Haven't we given you a long period of grace and respite already in the world? And were you not those who, on account of that lengthy respite, previously swore, أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ. Were you not previously those who swore, مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. That you would never part from this world to the abode of the hereafter. So you were indeed those who rejected resurrection and the afterlife. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And you disbelieved in resurrection and the afterlife, despite having every reason not to disbelieve in it. Consequently, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, سَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You lived in the habitations of those who wronged themselves by perpetrating kufr and rejecting the hereafter. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ. You saw. And through profuse transmission of the reports of what befell them, تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. It was clear to you how we dealt with them. So you were aware that they had been struck by divine punishment. You see the signs of that in this world. Thus you could have concluded that rejection of the truth incurs the wrath and anger of Allah, and dwelling in their habitations was a constant reminder to you of their outcome. So there was no reason left for you to reject and disbelieve. And along with that, وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And along with that, we gave you many examples of the destruction of the nations of the past, which were transmitted to you through the divinely revealed books of Allah. Next ayah, ayah number 46, the numbering is wrong. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. And those whom we destroyed previously for their kufr and rejection, they had hatched their mighty plots. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. They hatched mighty plots to eradicate and wipe out the true religion. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ. But all their plots were all within Allah's knowledge. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. And certainly their plots were such that it could possibly even sway mountains. But the truth remained undefeated and their plans failed, and they were the ones who were ruined at the end. These events also testify that the messengers of Allah were upon truth. Rejecting them would incur the divine wrath. Next ayah, which is 46. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ. Ayah 47. This is ayah 47. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. So now that it is known that the disbelievers will be punished in the hereafter, never think that Allah will fail His promise to His messengers. Inna Allaha Azizun. Allah is exalted in might. None is there who can challenge His authority. And He is dhuntiqam. He is unparalleled in taking retribution. He will unleash His anger on them fully and punish them as they deserve. Ayah 48, Yawma tubaddalu al-ard. His punishment will occur on the day when the earth shall be changed into another earth. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. And so shall be the heavens. Consequently, the first sounding of the trumpet will shatter the universe as it is, and the second would reconstruct it for the events of the day of resurrection. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ. And they shall all appear before Allah, the One, Al-Qahhar, the Indomitable. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ آيَة 49. And you will see the guilty ones, the disbelievers, on that day, يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ, bound in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِيرَانِ. Their garments shall be of pitch. Means their bodies will be smeared with pitch so that they become, so to say, flammable and easy to catch fire. And وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. And fire will engulf their faces. Why? لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. And this will be their condition, so that Allah may requite each evil soul according to its deeds. And even though such evil ones will be countless in number, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah remains swift in reckoning. Each one will be taken to account in full for his deeds. Last ayah 52, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This Qur'an is a message from Allah to be conveyed to mankind. وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ. And so that they may be take warning from it. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And so that they may know that there is but one Allah, one God. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And so that those endowed with intelligence may take heed. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawah of this surah, of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء. وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال. وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال. فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك